with KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music. KAZU has obtained preliminary data for Elkhorn Slough soil samples after the lithium-ion battery fire in Moss Landing last month. The report from a team of researchers at Moss Landing Marine Labs identifies the fire as the most likely source of the unusually high concentrations of heavy metals found in surface soils. Samples taken in 2023 showed much lower concentrations of cobalt and nickel than samples taken days after the fire, and the metal concentrations were not correlated with each other in 2023. But they are now. According to the report, that correlation combined with the high concentrations points to a shared source. The researchers interpret that as being cathode material from the battery fire. Further monitoring is ongoing. The Marina Coast Water District will be able to soften future rate increases after refinancing its bond debt. KAZU's Amy Mayer has more.
General Manager Remley Scherzinger says the district jumped on the opportunity to go back to the market, and it was able to land a much lower interest rate. That's going to mean about $2.3 million in savings over the next decade.
So this is fantastic because what it means is that the district will be able to achieve its reserves targets much sooner than we had anticipated in our 10-year financial plan.
He says ratepayers won't see a change right away, but with the district in a better financial position, future rate increases will be lower than they otherwise would have been. Amy Mayer, KAZU News.
And this is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.